Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 1-6, Fulfillment of Job 5:12. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the ninth month, on the fourth day of the ninth month.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Dear Dan, while sitting at my desk at this moment, still contemplating on where to go next in my letters to you, I came across something I wrote, most likely in late 1996. It is a true account of what I would say was the first evidential revelation of the Lord's work against the spirit of witchcraft in my life, and subsequently in the ministry He is choosing to pursue in the world through my associates and me. When I wrote at the time, in what amounted to a personal journal entry, I wanted to try to write in a late 17th century English style, such as Shakespearean or the King James Bible, just for fun. So that's why it may sound different. Here it is. Fulfillment of Job 5:12 by C.T. Janier, 1996. Regarding my recovery from the motorcycle wreck on 7/15/1995. As part of my recovery, I required therapeutic massage. Two practitioners, working under the auspices of my physical therapist, were assigned to me. One was less honorable and, being practiced in the craft, sought filthy lucre by my misfortune, and said to herself in my hearing, "I will gain a down payment for a new carriage, for this man's injuries are extensive, and will require many visits to my parlor." Whereby the Lord stood in the way of her wicked intent, and took up the cause of his injured servant. He straightway sent an angel to her private house, who caused her injury in like manner as her patient, having her leg broken in six places and requiring a titanium rod also. This was so that the scripture might be fulfilled. He disappoints the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Job 5:12. The witch never laid a hand on me again, but we saw each other once later, and I perceived she was aware of the true source of her misfortune when she said to me in parting, "Well, I guess accidents do happen." Amen. Blessings.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in the ditch. Season of the witch. Must be
exploits of the Batman soon filled the newspapers. Television and radio spread word of his conquests to all parts of the land. In the underworld, gang leaders met in secret hideaways to discuss new ways and means of protecting themselves against this deadly adversary. And in even more sinister ways, crime continued to spread its evil roots. In Gotham City, a shred of broken rope was about to weave its way into Batman's life and his future.